show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
There's going to be an eviction every night this week from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Not just an eviction, a catapultation, because that's how they are.
Literally catapult them.
They're literally catapulted out of the jungle. Last night, Maria was the one who was evicted, and she joins us right now. Thanks for joining us, Maria.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
We are so good. How are you feeling after being catapulted out of the jungle?
Oh, look, the neck's a little bit sore, but as far as my emotions go, I'm good. I'm so grateful and happy and just feeling the love from everybody. So it's fantastic. It's really good.
I'm a firm believer that everyone should be ejected from every reality TV
like
show
that.
For the rest of time.
Oh, 100%.
From an ejection seat. I don't even care if there's no water to catch them.
Should be catapulted.
Out of the Big Brother house, onto the concrete, catapult them out.
Straight onto the stage.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's it.
We do need to dive in with the juicy question I'm sure everyone's going to ask you, Maria, because when you did get evicted last night, you were asked about your relationship with Joey from Essex. You shared a little cuddle and a little kiss in the jungle, but then you said you were just friends and you were going to see how it went on the outside. So now you're on the outside. How's it going?
Well, you know, we're still bloody friends, but that's all it is. It's just a good friendship, and we shared beautiful memories in there. He was with me, you know, pretty much the entire time bar day one. So he lives on the other side of the world, and sometimes, you know, like it is with life, sometimes things aren't meant to be long term, and they're just short, sweet, and fun. And aww. I'm just grateful to have shared it with him. He's a good man.
A jungle fling.
Oh, that's cute.
You know how you have like a summer romance? It was a jungle romance. That's what it was.
It was like Greece.
That's it.
But in the jungle.
Yeah, perfect. We also wanted to talk to you about how on the show you actually talked about being bi-curious. Here's a little grab of you talking about it in the jungle.
Growing up, I always thought like maybe I was a little bit bi-curious and I was like buried that side of myself. And I just want to break out of that.
So you've never actually said anything like this in your life to people, to the whole entire country now. How do you feel coming out in the jungle?
I feel like myself. That's the best way to describe it. I'd only ever come out to my brother and my ex and a couple of my girlfriends because they happened to see me hooking up with a lady at a party. So I kind of had to address it. But I will say it's liberating to be able to be yourself unapologetically.
We are so happy for you.
And it's so good to see you do it. I'm so open on such a public platform. Like, it's a great example you're setting. Yep. We've got to wrap it up because we're running out of time. But just quickly, are you going to be the next Bachelorette?
If the stars align, who knows what might happen?
Oh, my God, I would love it!
I'm going to take that as if she wants to be. Maria, we know you was a Miss Universe, and we've seen a whole other side of you on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It airs Sunday to Thursday at 7:30 on 10. Maria, big love. Thanks for your time.
So much love. Thank you, guys. The Hit Breakfast Show.